Real quick, friends, before we dive into today's episode, I've got a special invitation for you to join me live and in person for my upcoming masterclass, Your Three-Step Visibility Engine. In this class, I'm giving you the juicy secrets to my playbook on showing up in front of a bigger audience and how you can create your playbook to use on rinse and repeat. Grab your seat at podcaster.com/masterclass. See you there.
The power of a podcast extends well beyond plugging in the mic. So if you're ready to learn how it can help you build a big business, then I'm your best friend. Hi, I'm Joanne Bolt, and I am obsessed with all things podcasting and creating an unapologetically big revenue business with it. From podcast guesting to podcast hosting and everything in between, we're going to dive into it all and show you step by awesome step how using a podcast can and will grow your business. So grab a glass of wine and pop your headphones on, because girlfriend, happy hour has begun here on The B Word.
There's just something magical about walking into Barnes & Noble. I don't know about you guys, but I walk in and literally I stop, I take a deep breath, and I smell the smells. Now, maybe it's because the Barnes & Noble by my house also has a Starbucks attached to it, so you get that little waft of a good latte coming at you. But the smell of a good book just takes me back in time to when I was a little girl and I literally had the entire Babysitter's Club series stacked from floor to ceiling in my bedroom at home. I absolutely love to read. I always have. I've grown up reading. I still read to this day. Getting immersed in someone else's words, their thoughts, their process, their storyline, it means you can either learn something fascinating or just be transported to another time and place, and your imagination can go wild. Perhaps that's why I like podcasting so much. I don't know. I don't know what it is about fall and autumn time that makes me really want to curl up with a good book. Perhaps it's because there is a me-shaped spot in the sofa in our keeping room where I love, love, love to turn the light on, pour a glass of wine, and get the fire roaring in front of me. But you guys, I read so much in the fall and the winter, it's absolutely unbelievable. So I thought I'd give you a little bit of a look-see into what's on my nightstand. The first one that I'm currently binging like crazy is Be Seen by Jen Gottlieb. I was introduced to Jen back in the summer when I attended the Powerhouse Women Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. I absolutely adore this conference. It has an amazing lineup of women speakers. They were all great, but Jen actually shut down the conference. She was the last keynote speaker. And although there was a ton of microphone issues and other things that were going on well beyond her control, she was the most fascinating to me. I will admit something. Sorry, Jen. I'd never heard of her before this conference. I don't know how I've missed her all these years, but there I was sitting there listening to someone that I didn't actually know. And her keynote just had me enraptured. She's this like tiny little bebop person who bops around the stage. She's adorable to watch, and her personality just shines when you hear her talking. So she talked about her evolution of getting on stages from the time she was a VH1 host to now. And you could really see through her eyes the entire transformation and what she had to go through in order to be where she is now. However, I still wasn't really into buying the new book that was coming out, Be Seen. I was like, okay, I loved listening to Jen. Maybe I'll listen to her podcast. Maybe I'll find her on the Instagram. But the book, I don't know. As much as I love to read, I just didn't feel it at that time. However, you guys, I will tell you something Jen did very, very, very well. She went on a podcast tour. And in that podcast tour, she did what all book authors that are about to launch a book should be doing. She told the same stories over and over and over again, but with a little twist each time, you know, for the audience of who she was talking to, and she promoted her book. Well, I don't know if it's because Jen's world is my world and the people that we're listening to and absorbing are all in the same little circle or not, but somehow Jen Gottlieb ended up on almost every podcast I was listening to in the last month. And you know what happened at the end of that? I absolutely had to go buy the book. She talked me into it in the best way possible. Because after listening to her several times, she became so omnipresent in my life that it was a natural purchase for me the last time I walked in to Barnes & Noble. That was about 4 days ago, and I have binged this book. I cannot put it down. So if you haven't read Be Seen by Jen Gottlieb, definitely, definitely put it on your list. The second on my list is Big Idea to Bestseller by Jake Kelfer. Okay, I picked this book up over the summer when I held one of my Girlfriends with Podcasts roundtable days, and I actually gave it out to a couple of the podcast hosts that attended the event in their swag bags. And I did it super intentionally because I took a look around and thought, okay, these three women have podcasts that I fully believe should be turned into books one day. And they may not have thought about writing a book, but I kind of want to give them a little nudge and a little bit of a, just a little thought process in the back of their brain that this is something they could do one day. And so I put the books in their swag bag. I'll be honest, I had not really read the book. I had just kind of like leafed through it. Well, lo and behold, Jake turned up at a mastermind that I was at, again, in Phoenix, Arizona, because for whatever reason, the universe just pulls me there. And after meeting Jake in person, I went and bought yet another copy of his book to read it myself. And although writing a book is in that very far off, distant future in my world, it probably came a little bit closer into the, maybe I'll do this one day. It's on the corner now of the vision board, not just off the peripheral of it, because Jake's book lays it out so easy to follow, so easy to understand that writing a book really can be your next business card. The third book on my list right now is How I Built This by Guy Raz. I love Guy's podcast, How I Built This. I will listen to it almost nonstop. I go back and forth in season. So I'll listen to it nonstop for about 3 to 4 weeks, and then I will switch to something else, almost let it build up like this little plethora of episodes and come back to it so that I can binge them all. I absolutely adore how Guy interviews these entrepreneurs and really digs into the story of how they built their business. So when I saw this one in the bookshelves, it was a natural for me to pick up because I thought, okay, if I love the podcast this much, I will clearly love the book. And I do. The book is in hardcover, which I absolutely love hardcover books. And the thing about it is, if you can imagine compiling thousands upon thousands of hours of of Guy's podcast, The Greatest Hits from How I Built This, into this little book manual to just read, almost accompanying the podcast audio. Yep, that's the book. So that one is currently sitting on my desk in my office, actually. My fourth and fifth books are not business books. But my fourth one, I actually have both in readable version in a hardback book and on Audible. And it is How Are You Really by Jenna Kutcher. Now, you guys all know, if you've been following the B word for a hot second, I love Jenna Kutcher. I love her podcast, The Gold Digger. I love everything that she produces. I love her personality. And I grabbed this book when she first launched it, knowing it wasn't a business book, which Jenna is known for her business on The Gold Digger podcast and how she teaches people. But I bought the book because I thought, all right, Jenna, if I like listening to your podcast this much, let me read the book. I got about midway through the actual book in hand and I thought, I am literally hearing Jenna's voice as she reads the book while I read the book. So my next natural step was to grab it on Audible. I don't normally get books both on hard copy and an Audible, but this one really spoke to me to get an Audible because I did want to have that little extra cushion added to it. And I'm so glad that I did. When you listen to a book on when you listen to a book on Audible, what you really get is the tone and inflection of the author, because nowadays a lot of the authors read their own books to put on Audible. They don't hire that out, which I love because sometimes they'll put a little extra stuff into it. So it's one of those things that although I've had for a while, this book has actually been sitting in my bookshelf for, well, since it came out, I think about a year ago, I will tune into the Audible version over and over and over again, especially when I'm sitting in the baseball parking lot, super frustrated when the baseball coach is not letting Hunter out of baseball practice on time and he's holding everyone over because he doesn't carry a watch and he doesn't really care what time practice ends. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, I've got dinner burning, you know, at home in the kitchen. Or what am I supposed to do about picking up my other kid, Emily, because now she's late. So when I'm super frustrated with that, I like to turn this Audible book on because there's something about listening to Jenna just sort of go through her thought process of the How Are You Really book. It's almost therapeutic. So I do highly, highly, highly recommend grabbing that one too. All right, last up, you guys are going to laugh at this one. It's been out forever, but I just got it. It's The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. I actually grabbed this one because the movie was coming out and I read the Hunger books way back when they first came out. And then I read all the books and I watched the movies. And I've since rewatched the movies with Hunter, my 15-year-old. And so when I saw that the new movie was coming out, I grabbed this book just to kind of get up to date. So I've only gotten about 35 pages into it, but I can already tell you it's probably going to be the one that I curl up with on Thanksgiving evening after the family finally leaves my house. With a good fire, again, a good glass of wine, and I'm going to finish this one on Thanksgiving Day. So I'll let you know after that, you know, how I think of it. But if you are searching for that perfect gift to give someone for the holidays, or better yet, if you've got that person in your life that you don't know what to get them for the holidays, grab one of these books and just put it in their stocking stuffer. Wrap it up and give it to your business bestie, the coworker that you work with, or just really anyone that you need to have a little something extra for. They will thank you and you will know that you have done something to add some value to their holiday season this season. I have put them all on my Amazon list, which is amazon.com/itsJoanneBolt. We'll put the link in the show notes. And yeah, I think I might get some affiliate kickback on some of those, but whether you buy them through my link, whether you walk into Barnes and Noble, I don't care where you buy these books, just get these books, dive in, and then leave me a review here on the B Word podcast and tell me which one you liked the best. I'll see you guys all soon. Same time, same place next week. You just finished another episode of the B Word podcast. Cheers to you. If I were with you, I would literally pop a big old bottle of Prosecco and pour you a glass. Since I'm not, why don't you do the next best thing and share this episode with one of your besties? Because we all know you've got that one girlfriend that needs to hear it. Thanks, friends.